This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Gaza militants traded heavy fire Friday as hopes faded of securing a truce to end days of fighting that have killed dozens, all but one of them Palestinian. The violence has been met with international calls for de-escalation, with the European Union pushing for a, quote, immediate comprehensive ceasefire. Israel announced it was striking Islamic Jihad targets in the densely populated Palestinian territory. Sirens warned of incoming fire, meanwhile, rang out in Israeli communities close to the border with the Gaza Strip, as well as blaring in an Israeli settlement near Jerusalem in the occupied West Bank. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Russian soldiers had mentally lost the war and Ukraine needed to turn that into the reality of their physical retreat. Earlier on Friday, Ukraine reported small gains around the eastern battlefield city of Bakhmut, with about a 2-kilometer gain around the city this week. A high court in Pakistan's capital has granted former Prime Minister Imran Khan a 2-week reprieve, arrest in a graft case, and granted him bail on the charge. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Outside court, Imran Khan commented on the court decision to grant him protection from arrest and freed on bail. They say they have no justification to arrest me. They abducted me. They showed me an arrest warrant for the first time inside jail. It happens in the law of the jungle. The military abducted me. The government has vowed it will find a way to take Khan back into custody, a move that would likely cause a resurgence of riots and even mob attacks.